Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, February the 3rd, 2018. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from the hours of 8 to 9 p.m. On tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., the pastor of Morningstar Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. He will be bringing the word of God on tonight. So please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So as I always do, I know that some of you may get tired of me saying it, but I'm going to continue to say it. Why? Because I want you to be able to read it for yourself. I don't want you, the listener, to take it for granted or think that me or the pastor are making up anything regarding God's word. We want you to follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word for yourself. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So right now, we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory. We come to say thank you for who you are. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We know that you're worthy to be praised. Through it all, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, through it all, you're worthy of our praise. So we just come to say thank you again for this another day that you have made and allowed us to see. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Before we ask for anything else, we pray and ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, and I include my entire family. Also, Pastor Tillman Jr., Isaiah Tillman Jr., and his entire family, and all doers of your word all over the land, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you would not be in vain, that everything that you have accomplished and set through and for us to do for your glory in the earth will be accomplished through us, for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, still lifting up the family of the police officer Glenn Doss Jr., who was funeralized on yesterday. The homegrown service was on yesterday at Greater Grace Temple, so we want to continue to lift up his family. And not only his family, but all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Heavenly Father, continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts. Let them feel your joy. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, even in the hour of bereavement. Let them realize and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And also, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. And you know who's sick in their mind, spirit, and body. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus as only you can. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus is our prayer on tonight. Should there be any listeners that are not saved in Jesus' name who do not have a personal relationship with your son, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., that will convict their hearts and prick their hearts to the point they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that you will help us decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight for your glory. We come lifting up our president and all world leaders all over the land. Continue to touch them, Heavenly Father, move by your spirit, however you deem necessary to get their full undivided attention. Heavenly Father, that they will come on one accord and do what's right, that you will be pleased by them, that they will do what's right for all people all over the land, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just thank you for the listeners on tonight. We thank you for this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted because we know that it's of your doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we just give your name praise, glory, and honor. And we just ask that you will have your way on tonight through Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., that you'll be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Tonight's spirit of food for thought comes to us saying, and this is applied to all of us, including myself. And I want the listeners to know when I read off these spiritual food for thoughts, I'm included myself. I'm not exempt. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying on tonight, today's world need to see more holy boldness in Christians. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, today's world need to see more holy boldness in Christians. I'm asking all the listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I would like to announce to the listeners, for some of you all that are familiar with me and this platform, and I haven't done it for a while, but I need to get back on it. I'm going to be very soon opening up the prayer line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies and give your praise reports. If you need to share a testimony, if you'd like for us to pray with you, to touch and agree with you regarding your prayer, that's what we're going to get back on doing that. We have become lax in doing that, and I need to get back to doing that because I know that prayer still works. And the Word of God says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. So there's power in prayer. So I'm going to get back on that. And so as the Lord speaks it, we're going to open up the phone lines once again. I'm going to let you all know exactly what day. But in the meantime, get your pens and paper ready so you can take down this phone number. If you need prayer for yourself or for a loved one or for anyone, if you would like to share a testimony or give a praise report, this is the number you will need to dial once I say the lines are open for prayer and testimonies and praise reports. You want to dial area code 657-383-1364. Once again, once I say the lines are open for prayer, praise reports, and testimonies, you can dial 657-383-1364. That is my announcement for tonight. I am not going to do a music break on tonight. I'm going to read a scripture to the listeners. I have been reading it for a few times on this platform for a while. And the more I read it, the more I get it in my spirit. And so I want to share these words of encouragement to you, the listeners, who are being faithful doers of God's word. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, no matter how it looks. God is faithful to keep his promise. It may not be the way we want it and when we want it, but it's all about God's timing. So we can't skip the process. It's all about God's timing. So God knows when to bless us. So you just keep on holding on to God's unchanging, being doers of his word, being assets to the kingdom of God, and continue to fulfill your God purpose while you're waiting on your blessing to manifest in the natural. So for you, the listeners on tonight, again, I'm not going to do a music break. Take down this scripture, and this is going to be coming from the Message Bible. It's found in the book of Amos. And once again, I read this to myself every morning. I get it deep in my spirit the more I read it. Again, from the Message Bible, Amos chapter 9, verse 13, this is a God decree. In other words, it's a God promise. And it says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. one thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. Now, that's a promise from God. God is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints on today. So if you are being a true doer of God's word without hidden motives or agendas, continue to stay on the wall. Continue to do what God has called and ordained and appointed for you to do that only you can do for his glory. That one day, before you even realize it, that God decreed, that God promised you is going to materialize and manifest in your life. So I just want to put those words of encouragement to the listeners. And there's a song that sometimes we do have to learn how to encourage one another, but sometimes we need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So you need to get the word in you. You can't speak the word if you don't know the word. Get the word rooted deeply down on the inside, because there's going to come a time you may not have a chance to get to your Bible, and that's when he said he'll bring things back to your remembrance. And if God is true to his word, I'm a witness, he will do that. So I'm going to stop talking right now because I'm getting carried away, but I'm going to yield right now and yield this mic to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. Again, he is the pastor of Morning Star Baptist Church located on the east side of Detroit, and he's going to come forth right now, and he's going to deliver and share with us the word of God on tonight, what God has placed in his heart for the people of God on tonight. So be blessed by the word on tonight through and by Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. Pastor Tillman, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother James F. Brown, Jr. We are so appreciative for the invite to come and share with your listening audience on tonight. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So let us honor him, and let all that we do and say be to the glory of God. Well, let's get started here. Let's take a look at the book of Acts. Some folks call it the Acts of the Apostle, chapter number 18, looking at verse number 9, 10, and 11. And it says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Don't be afraid. Keep on speaking. Be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack you and harm you, because I have many people in this city. So Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching them the word of God. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. You know, I've been contemplating two particular perspectives of thoughts. One of them is Paul's vision of courage. And then the second thought is there are many converts in the city, so be bold before the Lord. I'm going to try to work with those two particular thoughts, join them together for tonight's lesson and discussion. Let's look at things prior to our selected scriptures in the 18th chapter of Acts. It deals with Paul. Have had an opportunity to visit Athens, and that he also had the opportunity to minister in their synagogues. He even had the opportunity to address a inscription that read, "Unto the unknown God." It was this type of concern and posture of the Apostle Paul that makes him such an astounding type of a co-laborer in the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He became so involved and committed with a strong passion to uphold the name of God. Yes, I said, to God be the glory. And when he looked and saw the inscription, said, "Unto the unknown God," he knew who it was, even though The Athens and the Greeks had no concept or perception of who this unknown God was. Paul, in boldness, shared with them that they might come to know who this unknown God is. Let me just give you a short scenario. In order for us to know which God, since there are so many gods over the centuries that have surfaced and have made their claim to be the supreme being, help me, if you will, to focus on which God are we referring to that we might give him the glory. Well, let's see here. We have to go back to the Abraham. We have to go back to Isaac and Jacob and see the relationship that they had with a God who revealed himself, amen, and worked with them, and then through their circumstances and situation, even from Jacob's children, and that became so numerically numbered there in Egypt, that God decided to make them his chosen people, and took Jacob and then transformed his name, and then from his name came the name of the children that God loved and called them Israel. It is this God that proved himself. Yes, Paul no doubt had to go back there, as well as the other patriarchs, had to go back and prove which God are we talking about in order to give him glory. Yes, 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 yes. It is this God that I'm talking about, the one who said that I parted the waters, that I led you through the wilderness, I fed you in the wilderness. You know, I was victorious over your enemies. You know, it is this God that I am proud to say that I know and that I am a child of God. Yes, it is this God. That's why I want to be able to give him the glory. Now, this same God that is to be honored among us spoke to Paul. It was one night. It was one night. It was one night that God spoke to Paul. It was one night that Paul received a vision. It was one night when Paul was no doubt worried about his survival, his life, in spite of the fact that he was so effective from Athens into Corinth, that he was wearied. And like many of us who's doing the work of the cross and the mission work of Christ and going about doing good in his name, sometimes we do become so overwhelmed, we become so wearied on the journey that we need encouragement. Well, God saw the sincerity of Paul's commitment to him and watched how Claudius in Rome had decreed that all of the non-Italians would get out the city. All the Jews would get out of the city. Get out, get out, get out. And Priscilla and Aquila, they united with Paul, who happens to be tent makers. Amen. And while they were working to make a living for themselves, praise the Lord and may God be the glory, they were uplifting the name of the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, yes, yes. Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, and that allowed Paul to become energized even the more, determined to keep addressing this gospel to the Jew first, and then he shared it with the Gentiles. Well, the scripture says, as I'm coming to a close for my intro, is that he brought this message unto the people, and there were those who were abusive, and there were those who opposed Paul and Priscilla and Aquila and Silas and the other companion. Yes, they kept trying to carry out the will of God. And any time I say that you really out there doing the will of God, you will get tired. You will become frustrated. You will become overwhelmed of those who will oppose and who are abusive, amen, to reject, to try to sabotage your mission purpose and your church function. Yes, yes, we must not give up, because there is an encouragement on its way. And so it was with Paul. Paul had received a vision from the Lord, and the Lord, to God be the glory, encouraged him to show him. He showed him that Paul, I have people in the city. Paul, I got people who is not of this folk. Paul, I have people that is working as secret agents. Paul, I have individuals who's been converted and is working as a believer. Yes, sometimes we need to be encouraged, brother pastors, sister and president, team leader. Sometimes we need to have that vision of encouragement. Sometimes it seems like we are all alone and that we're the only one that's doing the will of God. But God has somebody else out there. He has someone else out there that's converted. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. That is converted and is doing the will of God also. Well, even though Claudius might have been busy, and even though the elders of the sanctuary, or synagogue rather, were busy opposing and being abusive to the ministry of Paul, amen, God had a word of encouragement. He left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus. And he was one of the secret admirers of God. He worshiped God. He worshiped God. And there are some people who are true worshipers of God. I'm not talking about those who make a glorified noise in the church and then turn around and stick a dagger in your back, or who sabotage your program. I'm talking about somebody who really honestly give worship unto God, who give him glory in their lives. Amen. Who makes a difference in the presence of others. Those who have been baptized, those that have been born again. Amen. There are those like Titus who have a real relationship with God. Well, God saw that Paul needed some encouragement. He needed to know that there are many converts in the city. And so God wanted Paul to become more bold, to continue. Don't stop. I might be talking to somebody. Don't stop. Continue worshiping God. Continue being bold for God. Continue teaching God's word. Continue being a witness for the Lord. The Lord wants us to engage in his will. You can do it. All you have to do is just keep the relationship between you and the Lord open so that he can talk to you. And sometimes he has to do it in a vision. Sometimes he has to do it in a dream. Sometimes he has to get us to where we are quiet and alone to speak to us. I say sometimes, you know, shut the telephone off, turn off the TV, and then just let the Lord just speak to you. Tell everybody to go shopping if you have to. Glory be to God. So you can be at home all alone so that God can talk to you, because he wants you to know there's a greater work that is yet to be done in his name. Well, let me get to a few thoughts here that I have on paper here concerning Paul's vision. Paul's vision from God had revealed unto him a message of encouragement that there were many citizens of Corinth who were converted to Christianity. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Therefore, the Lord wanted Paul to be even the more bold in teaching the word of God. Yes, yes, to God be the glory, brothers and sisters. This happened to be one of the rare occasions when the Lord spoke unto one of his messenger to give them the heads up concerning his ministry. You know, sometimes God has to do that. Amen. Sometimes we be so overwhelmed that God just have to give us the heads up. Don't worry, I'm with you. Don't worry. I'm not going to let nobody hurt you or harm you. Amen, amen, amen. Paul was familiar with the Lord's method of communication. His first encounter with the Lord was on the road toward Damascus. You remember in the beginning of Saul's crusade, he and others, they were on a mission to stop the Jesus movement by any means necessary. However, the risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, and Israel's Messiah had appeared unto him in the presence of his traveling companions. They were near him. Yes, they were, but they could not see nor hear the conversation between the Messiah and Saul. The Lord had to cross-examine Saul's mission assignment. Yes, he had papers to go out and arrest, and even as much as to execute individuals who was calling upon this man Jesus and participating in the Jesus movement. Uh-huh. They went out to persecute the Christians. Then the Lord calibrated Saul's purpose as a devout Pharisee to become a Christian convert. Then he sent him to be a strengthened individual so that he can do what? Strengthen his brethren as well as the Gentiles. The Lord, had to reveal himself unto Saul to get his attention. Yes, God had to make some provision. Amen. And the best way to do it, he had to reveal himself unto Saul to get his attention and for Saul to submit himself unto the Lord. You want to know why come a whole lot of people are having some issues nowadays? Because they haven't totally submitted themselves unto the Lord. They're still in the flesh. They are still doing things their way, the way they want to do it. But I rose to tell you, yes, if you stop doing your thing and yield unto him, amen, you will be able to do even a greater. Saul replied, was Lord, when he met him on the road of Damascus, yes, that crossroad, what would you have me to do? Afterwards, Saul's name was changed. He was trained in a desert place until he was converted to fulfill God and give God his glory. Paul started preaching. Yes, he did. You know, you get that King help is when you get on one accord with the Lord. Amen. When you become united into oneness, amen, with the Lord. Amen. When you see that vision, amen, and write it up on the wall of your heart, amen, you will have a King help it attitude. Amen. Whether it's preaching, teaching, witnessing, singing, amen. Whatever the gift may be, whatever the service may be, amen. The word of God will put boldness in you and your ministry. Amen. Until souls be saved, wherever you go, you can just walk and talk, amen, with individuals and find out later in life that they have had an impact with you and with your Lord. Amen. If you be real and submit yourself unto the mighty hands of God. Now, on the other hand, there were some doubters and haters. You know, there's always some doubters and haters around us who love the Lord. There are haters and doubters who are around and about the city limits of Corinth who would rebuttal and refute, amen, refute the Jesus movement, even his doctrinal teachings, amen, the word of God. The word of God that became good news. There were those who just refused, amen, wanted to remain the same. But listen, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell somebody tonight that God will work on those who are rebuttaling and refuting, amen, his work to go forward. God can work with them, even to the point that he can work with them who are rebuting, who are refuting and rebuttaling, amen. He'll get those next to them, amen, and they can be saved. All we got to do, amen, is keep telling the gospel of good news, amen. God don't want us to quit, amen. He want us to be faithful and bold and speak up and speak out and declare it so loud that men will come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, glory be to God. It is very important for the fellow laborers of Christ to come and realize that we are not the only workers in the vineyard of the Lord. Oh, we need to get that point across. Amen, amen, amen. There's so many people don't want nobody else active in the vineyard of the Lord. But listen, amen. The Lord has people that we don't even know of. Jesus said that I got other believers. I got other followers that's not of this fold. Praise the God and all glory be to him. Amen. We should not want to be so possessive and so dominant that we want to try to be the big dog. Amen. All in the ministry of Jesus Christ. There's enough room and there's enough ministry assignment for all of us. Amen. All we have to do is put forth that effort and humble ourselves before the Lord, and the Lord will elevate us to do better and greater things even among one another. Well, here's a few things, and then I'm going to let you go. I said Titus Justus was a worshiper of God. People that we don't even recognize are worshipers. Some people don't make a whole lot of noise. A whole lot of people don't have to be up front. Amen. They don't want to be able to have people to call them by name to do things. Amen. But there are those who are in leading position who worship God, who give reverence to him, who has given their life to God, and they serve it in such a way, in a respectful way, I give praise to God. This lesson is about worshipers. Amen. Don't stop using the gift of God because there are others that we least expect that is also worshipers of God. And we have to be bold and we have to be consistent that we might be able to do all that God requires for us to do. Even Cyprus, he was a synagogue leader. Prestigious person in the Jewish community. He was a believer. Praise the Lord. God bless his soul. Amen, amen. God can use prominent people. Amen. He can use the lowest of our society class. Yes. Whether you're high or low, God can convert them. All we got to do is what he's telling Paul, continue to do this ministry, continue to teach, continue to preach, continue to worship him. Eyes are upon us and we don't even know it. Yes, so Thenus, amen, unfortunately, he was a believer, but the consequences of him being beaten right in the front courtyard of the justice seat, amen, the Jews put a whipping on him. But you know what? We must not be afraid of what man can do to his body. We ought to be concerned that what God can do to this soul of ours. Someone shout, to God be the glory. I want you to know, I want to encourage you, even if those who may oppose you may do bodily harm to you. Amen. We ought to know that no cross will get no crown. So I conclude and turn back to our good friend, Brother James Brown, to let you know these words. If God can encourage Paul and reveal to him the secret that there are others out there doing even a greater work, we ought to be able to take a stand. Paul went a whole year and some months continuing to preach there in Corinth. Or if every one of us would humble ourselves here in the city of Detroit. Well, let me go a little further than that. I don't know how far. Amen. My voice may be reaching tonight. But I can say if every one of us were true worshipers of God and would hear his voice and be committed and bold to continue to take his word to the uttermost parts of this world, praise God from whom all blessings flow, we would be able, amen, to receive the Lord in his return. For he said that when this gospel have reached the uttermost parts of the world, he said that I'm on my way back. Are y'all waiting for him? Is there anyone waiting on him? I'm waiting on him to come. But let's do a great work before he comes. God bless you. May heaven smile on you. We're going to turn you back over to our host, Brother James Brown.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. I know that I have been blessed and I have been truly encouraged by this word on tonight. And I know that the listeners have been blessed as well. And the bottom line is, whatever you're doing it for the Lord, from your heart, out of pureness, out of love for God, out of love for mankind, out of love for lost souls that you want to see saved. When you are truly being a doer of God's word, and I like what he said, you must see the vision. You must see the vision. Write it on the table of your heart that what you're doing for God, if it's for God and not of yourself, I thank God that he's not like man. See, God knows the difference. See, sometimes we can fool man, but you can't fool God at all. And so what God, he sees and he searches our hearts. So he knows who's really are serving him, who are truly worshiping him out of pure heart and out of true love for him and out of true love for mankind. So that's what God is looking at. So, again, do not be weary in well-doing, because in due time you're going to reap if you faint not. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to look at so much of what the world is doing and get caught up with what the world is doing that you take your eyes and focus off of Jesus. You take your eyes and focus off of your God purpose, and that's exactly what the enemy does. He still comes to kill, steal, and destroy. In any way he can, he's trying to destroy and kill marriages, churches, ministries, families, nations, communities. He's on his job. But what about you, Saint? You said that you love God and you are a doer of God's word. What are you doing? That's an action word. It's one thing to say something, but God is looking for people that are full of action. And it goes back to standing on holy boldness, because it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit working through you and through me. We're just the vessels. We're the mouthpiece. So if God knows that he has a vessel that he can work through, believe me, he's going to work through you. He's going to work through me. That's what he's looking for. He said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And the same thing is still going on today. We got many in the vineyard, but they're not doing nothing. And they sit back and they're criticizing the ones that are being faithful doers, and they're so busy peeping over in your lane and criticizing what you're doing, and they don't even know their own God purpose. So they're caught up and wrapped up in what you're doing. They're not fulfilling their own God purpose. And guess what? One day we're going to stand before God and give an account for that too. If you don't know your God purpose, I always tell listeners all the time, and everywhere I go, if you don't know your God purpose, it's real simple and easy. God wants you to know what it is, and I want you to know what it is. Pastor Tillman, he wants you to know what it is. Simply, mean it from your heart. Go in prayer and ask the Lord to reveal to you what your God purpose is if you don't know already.
Yes, sir.
Because he wants you to know what your God purpose is. Why? Because only you can fulfill your God purpose. Pastor Tillman cannot fulfill your God purpose for you. I cannot fulfill your God purpose for you. You cannot fulfill your God purpose for me or Pastor Tillman. You have to fulfill your own God purpose, but you need to know, and you must know, first of all, what it is. So if you don't know, go to God in prayer, and trust me, he will reveal it to you. And once he reveals it to you, get busy for the Lord. because the word of God is true. We are compelled as Christians to go into the hedges and the highways because we see that the time is winding up. Don't you see the news? Don't you read the newspaper? Don't you hear the news that the time is winding up? We see it all in the news. God is revealing himself. He is showing himself strong in the earth, and he's allowing certain things to happen in the earth to get our attention because we have gotten so far away from God. And the church have become a social club. Not all churches, but some of these churches need to just put the padlocks on them. And I'm just saying what I feel from my heart because it's the truth. And those of you that are true believers and doers of God's word, you know that it's true too. Some of these churches today need to be just put, have the padlocks put on them. But it's not our job. God has his own time set for that too. So if you are a true doer of God's word, you continue to be faithful. Continue to do what God called you to do, and you just continue to pray for the ones that are not doing what God called them to do, that they will continue to pray and they will see the light, and they too will come to know their God's purpose. And I just thank God for you, Pastor Tillman, on tonight. This is a good word on tonight for all listeners. There are many converts in the city, just like it was back then. We got the same thing going on now, just different people, different times. There are many converts in the city, so be bold before the Lord. So we have a lot of converts in the city, but guess what? They are scared to be bold. They say they are bold, but then when it comes time to stand up to be bold for the Lord, then you run and say, you be like some in the Bible, to say, I don't know Jesus. I never knew the man. Oh, my God. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, he's going to be ashamed of you before his father. So the question is, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Do you believe the report of the Lord? Because we all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, and we're going to give an account. If you cannot use an excuse, I did not know what my God purpose was. If you had a mouth, you could open your mouth and ask the Lord to show you what your purpose was, but you refused to do it because you're so caught up in the world and what's going on in the world, and you want to do your own thing because you're not ready to let go of the things of the world. You don't want to be fully committed to serving God. So God, again, he's not like man. I'm so glad he's not. And I'm so glad that he searches our hearts. He knows who is for real and who's not. He knows who's playing games. But God is a good God. Even those that are playing games, he still gives you a chance if you just confess and commit and ask God to forgive you of your sins. And then he will put you back on the right track so that you can fulfill your God purpose. Because he wants you to do. He wants you to fulfill your God purpose on earth so that you can hear him say unto you one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want to have to live this life and go through the things that I have been through out of my 60 years on earth and then stand before God and hear him say unto me, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have finished your course. You kept the faith. And so that's what I want to hear from God in that day. And I'm sure the listeners, if you're saved in Jesus' name on tonight, if you're being a true doer of God's word, those are the words that you want to hear from God himself. When we see Jesus, amen. Well, that's our tonight. That was a powerful, much-needed word on tonight. And we need more pastors, Pastor Tillman, to come out and come out and stand up in holy boldness and to stand on the word, just like you just did on tonight, behind the pulpits all over the land. Preaching the same word that you just delivered on tonight. We need more pastors to stand up with holy boldness and declare the works of the Lord and let the people know this is not a game. This is real. This is reality. You only get one time around. Once we leave this life, this earth, we don't come back. So we're going to give an account to God. Some people don't believe it, but they didn't believe Noah either. What? What did you say? No, they didn't believe Noah when he was building the ark. Back in those days, they did not believe Noah. They thought he was a lunatic. They thought he lost his mind. But guess what happened? Just like he said it was going to happen, the Lord revealed to him it was going to rain. Guess what? It started raining. And guess what those same people that was criticizing him and laughing at him and mocking him, guess what they did? When the flood started coming and it was coming down so hard and that the water was rising and Noah and all of his kinfolks and the animals that God told them to put on the ark, they was all sealed. The door was locked. And guess what? They were banging on the door trying to get in. But guess what Noah told them? Uh-oh. You had your chance. God got the key to this thing. I can't even let you in if I wanted to. God got the key, and I can't even let you in. So don't be like those people in that day. I'm speaking to the people of today now. Don't be like those people back in the day of Noah. When Jesus come back again, because he's coming back again, and he's coming back in his full glory. He's not coming back like he did the first time. The first time he came with a purpose, and he fulfilled it through the shedding of his blood to pay our sin debt with his own blood. But guess what? He's coming back again. And this time he's coming back in his full glory and splendor, and he's coming back after his church. And guess what? I'm not talking about the four walls of the church, the building. I'm talking about you who are saved in Jesus' name. We are the ones that he's coming back for. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank God, Jesus, for that day.
Hallelujah.
I look forward to that day.
God,
I look forward to that day. Come, Jesus, come. But from what we're living in, these last and evil days, the time that we're living in, Jesus is on his way back. This is just a sign of the times that Jesus is coming back again. So are you ready? Do you know what your God purpose is? Are you a convert in the city? Are you standing bold before the Lord, delivering God's word to those that are not saved? They will be compelled to open their own mouth and be saved in Jesus' name or tonight. That's what you are to be doing. That's what we as Christians are to be doing today, being examples that people can see Jesus Christ in us everywhere we go without even opening our mouths, and that the atmosphere would change just by us walking in the room. They would know that Jesus has walked in the door. So I'm asking you tonight, if you're not saved on tonight, this is a good time to be saved. Open your mouth. It's very simple. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Save you. That's what he wants to do. That's his desire. And God's word declares that it is not his desire or hope that no souls be lost or perish.
Yes.
So, Pastor Tillman, on tonight, I thank God for you. I thank God for you standing on the word with holy boldness. You continue to stand on the wall. You continue to be the man that God has called you to be in these last and evil days. Whether you're laughed at or scorned or smocked or mocked or criticized or whatever the case may be, because you're not the only one. When you're trying to be a doer of God's word, yes, we're going to get criticized. Look how they criticized Jesus, and look what he did. He didn't give up. He stayed the course until he said it was finished. And he gave up the ghost. And that's what we got to do. We got to stay the course, and we got to know what course we're on. So I'm saying to you, Pastor Tillman, you are on the course. You're on the right course. You are doing what God has called you to do. And so you continue to stay on the wall, continue to teach and preach the word of God, whether they want to hear it or not. Continue to stand in holy boldness, delivering God's word. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. I thank God for you. I thank God for your ministry, for your wife, for your family. And I just continue to pray God's richest blessings upon you, that the best is yet to come to you, and you ain't seen nothing yet. So to you, continue to be blessed of the Lord, Pastor Tillman. Well, for the listeners on tonight, I thank God for this mighty word that has gone forth. And I know that it has been a blessing to you, the listeners, as well as to myself. Again, I take so many notes when whoever's bringing the word, I have so many notes that I can always go back over and look at and refresh my memory about what was said on tonight's show. And also, you can always go back for those that are listening. If you do not know, it's set up in a way, and I thank God for this worldwide platform. You can go back to my website, all the way back to the year of 2013, July 2013, and listen to my very first broadcast. That's how far God has brought us. And this worldwide platform is nowhere near where it's going to be. I thank God for where it's at, but I know that it's going to grow beyond my expectations and the world's expectations, and it's all for God's glory. And it's not about me. I just thank God that I'm a vessel, a servant, a doer of God's word, and he allowed me to be one that has this worldwide platform that I can share with other men and women of God, such as Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., who stands on the word of God and delivers God's word with power. So we just thank God for him on tonight. Well, continue to be blessed of the Lord on tonight, listeners. Continue to be a doer of God's word and not a hearer only. Continue to be an asset to the kingdom of God. Do never become a liability. But as we get ready to close out tonight's show, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. So I'm asking all listeners, please keep that family, the family of Police Officer Glenn Doss Jr., again, who was funeralized on yesterday at Greater Grace Temple. Not only that family, but for our law enforcement officers all over the land, because they are being ambushed, they're being set up, and we know that it's nothing but the hand of the enemy. And we want to not only continue to lift up the law enforcement officers and the caregivers, the doctors and the nurses, all those that watch us and look out for us for our best interest. We want to continue to keep our pastors and shepherds lifted up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our president, even though we may not agree with everything that he's doing, but that's between him and God. But the Lord said, well, two are touching and agreeing that he would be in the midst, and he can change things. He can even change the heart and the mind of President Donald Trump. So just like he did with Pharaoh, he had the heart in his heart, and look what he did to Pharaoh. Didn't he open his mouth at the end, at the very end? He said, that God that you're serving is God. Well, God ain't changed. He's still the same, and he's going to do the same thing again. It's just a different person, different situation. So we're just going to keep on lifting up President Donald Trump in prayer. We're going to keep up lifting up the president of North Korea and all world leaders that are not lining up with the word of God, that have hidden motives or agendas. We're going to continue to pray for them, that the Lord will touch them and their scripture eyes will be open, that they, first of all, will become saved in Jesus' name. And then once they're saved in Jesus' name, then they will do what's right. And they will love everybody just the way they love their own family. They will love everybody. So we want to keep them in prayer. And the bottom line is we've got to be praying one for another. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again to thank you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy toward each one of us. We're not worthy of either one, but we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You're awesome in all your ways. You're so worthy to be praised. Even through it all, through the storm, through the rain, through the heartaches and pain, through things that we don't seem to understand, you are worthy to be praised, because we know that sooner or later, by and by, we're going to understand it all better by and by when the morning comes. So we just thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to be your service ambassadors and vessels. So we pray, Lord, that you continue to grant us with holy boldness, that we can continue to stand on your word, and we can continue to declare the good news of Jesus Christ as we go into the hedges and highways and declare the good news of Jesus Christ and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in the name of Jesus, because the time is not as long as it has been. We see the handwritings on the wall. Your son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again. So we just pray, Lord, that you will help us to be all that you have called for us to be in these last and evil days. Continue to bless your people as they continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. We pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door all over the land that's going to be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will touch and anoint each vessel even now, that your word will go forth on tomorrow with power to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. And most of all, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just praise your name on tonight. We bless your name. We just thank you for who you are. It's all in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, I love this song. We're going to close out with this song. And I love this song. Why? Because Jesus thought that our lives were worth living. Even before he came down from glory, he took it on himself to come down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. And he did it because he thought our lives were worth living. He came and paid our sin debt with his own blood. So on tonight, enjoy this closing song, Worth Living. Until the next time, good night.
So you clear.